It is 5:45, and coming up next, we have News from the Boo. This program is made possible by KBOO members and support from the Oregon Symphony, presenting a special concert, Angelique Kidjo with the Oregon Symphony, on Tuesday, September 26th at the Arlene Snitzer Concert Hall. Information and tickets for this event with Angelique Kidjo is available now at orsymphony.org.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello and welcome to News from the Boo. This is Delphine Crescenzo, and this is your weekly update about what is happening in and around KBOO. And this evening, I'm super excited to be highlighting one of our show, Keeping It Real, and I'm joined by Nick Deasy, who is the host, one of the hosts for the show. Before we talk to Nick, I just wanted to remind you all folks that, our KBOO membership drive, fall membership drive, is coming up. It's starting on Friday, and it will be going on until the end of September. And we are super excited about this drive. There's going to be quite a few new things, hopefully some new thank you gifts with new design on hoodies and on t-shirts and hats. And then also we will have all kinds of opportunities for you all to win raffle prizes also on a daily basis when you support and donate to your community radio station. So stay tuned for all that. But before the drive starts Friday, so then we have another contest that's going on. If you donate in between now and I believe Thursday at midnight or 11:59, then you will get a chance to enter a drawing, and you may win a grand prize of 3-night and 2-stay at El Dorado Resort and Casino, which is in Reno, Nevada, or a first prize of a night out on Burnside with staying at Jupiter Hotel, dining at Le Pigeon, and having some drinks at Cider Riot and breakfast at Grandel's. So right around the KBOO neighborhood, we're just right next door, and we're super excited that all of our neighbors are supporting us in that way and supporting you as well if you win that prize. And or the second prize would be medicinal and recreational treats from Jane PDX. So these are three awesome prizes that you could win if you were to donate either in between now and Thursday, 11:59 p.m. But then starting Friday, our membership drive will be starting, and you'll have many other opportunities to win all kinds of prizes and thank yous. Here at KBOO, over 80% of what we make comes from members like you, and we are a member-supported community. You know that. That's why you support us. That's why you're listening right now. And you're probably curious about what else is going on at KBOO. So let's go ahead and delve in with Nick Deasy here. So Nick and I are friends. I'm just going to say it straight up. Nick and I met a couple years ago, and I was teaching radio in his school. And so now he is a KBOO DJ and shares the airwaves twice a month with Aron Ondu during Keeping It Real. And then also has his own music show, DZ Hours, late Friday night, early Saturday mornings. So, hey, Nick, how are you?
I'm good, yeah.
Good, I'm good. And also the great news is that you're interning at KBOO right now. So how do you like working at KBOO so far?
It's not what I expected. I mean, I expected to be taking out trash and cleaning up, but...
Hey, we'll ask you to do that next.
I like what I've been doing. I really do. It's not just a paycheck. It's something that I like doing to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us about Keeping It Real and how it all started and what you do on the show. First of all, when does it air, and who is Aron, who shares the spot with you?
So Aron was a security guard at our school, campus security, and he ended up becoming a teacher. But I didn't really know him for the first couple months that after we met, and then we just, well, we both were on your show, Bread and Roses, mm-hmm. and then we wanted our own, so we made it happen, and ever since then, he's been like a big brother. I'll go to his house, he come to mine before, and we'll kick it, talk. I mean, whenever I was in his class, it wasn't just him teaching me, it was like, I don't know, it was a fun class, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have Keeping It Real, where we talk about what's going on in the community, what's some of the big stuff going on in around the world. So yeah, we just get on there, talk, tell our personal stuff, and yeah.
So Keeping It Real is every first Wednesday at 7 p.m. So that was last week. Like, last week was a great show. And then also on the 5th Wednesday at 6 p.m. And so then what community in particular, you said you talk about what's going on in the community. What community are you in specifically focused?
St. John's, like North Portland.
Right. And you're also interested in the voices of younger people from that neighborhood, would you say?
Yeah, I want to get everyone heard. If they're rapping or they're doing poems or they're just doing good in the community, I want to get them heard.
Mm-hmm. Why is that important to you to have a platform in that way and share people's voices and people's projects?
Because for me, it changed a lot of how I live and the way that I am. So I feel it can help others like it's helped me.
Mm-hmm. So you saying that actually being engaged with radio and having your voice on the radio has changed you?
Yeah, like even now, like I've been on the radio probably 20, 30 times now, but as I'm sitting here just thinking, like, people's really listening to my voice right now. People are driving down the road or in their homes listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that kind of trips you out when you really think about it.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's like what you think and what you say not just matter for people around you, the people you talk to, but also strangers that are currently tuned in to KBOO Community Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did that, what was your reaction first to, like, you know, me coming to your class and being like, hey, we're going to learn about radio? You're like, what is that, radio?
Yeah, I didn't take it serious. I didn't really care. But now it's like, it's one of the biggest things in my life is radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what else do you have going on?
We're teaching a class, and now I have the internship, but I went from no radio shows to two, and now it's like, before I wasn't really focused on getting anything done, and now it's like I'm getting ready to go to college soon. For barbering, and I'm excited about that, but I feel I wouldn't be where I am today without radio.
Mm, why that?
Radio was kind of took me away from everything that I was getting into and what I wasn't doing right, and changed all that around for me.
So it gave you something else to, like, be busy with?
It gave me an outlet. It gave me something to keep me out of, like, the streets. I was, like, technically, like, you know what people say, keep me out the streets and stuff.
Yeah, like, just, you know, hanging out maybe, and sometimes you're not really aware of all the possibilities, so maybe you might be quote-unquote wasting time, you know, just like maybe having, you know, I don't know, conversation. I mean, it's not like it's a waste of time, it's like you're always, you know, hanging out with your friends and building relationships, but what you're doing here is doing that while on top of it also being able to share it with the rest of the world. So it does add another layer to things. And so barbering, tell us about that. Like, why do you like that, and what do you hope to do with it?
I mean, I've always liked, even as getting young, I would like getting my hair cut and just watching the way that my hair changed. And now it's like I've cut hair a few times, and it's something that I really like, but I've just learned from watching YouTube videos,
right,
and watching other people get my hair cut. And I want to be someone that can do like a portrait or like a skyline design on someone's hair. And I want to master that.
That's amazing, like the level of like work and talent also that goes into making. You showed me a few videos. One of them was like Tupac.
Yeah.
Was like so detailed. It's just really amazing. I'm sure you have to find the right kind of set of hair to make, you know, certain people's faces, but I find it just really fascinating to see those techniques. So you're looking at going to school to learn that in particular.
Yeah, I actually had a college tour. I'll say one or two weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I have another one on Saturday, but I'm thinking I'm gonna go with the one that I've already checked out. I'm excited to start. I'm kind of nervous because I don't want to get in there and think I knew how to use the clippers or how to use this or that, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think that you'll be all right. You know, you'll probably see that a lot of people also don't have a whole lot of background, and you'll pick it up very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll also get a lot of people asking you for some free haircut
for
practicing.
Yeah, actually, Aron, who I co-host with, he let me line his hair up, like, around his edges, and so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it looked good to me, and he was happy with it, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, he really trusts you.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't trust no one with my hair. Like, I go to the barber shop. Like, I'll either do it myself or go to Joe.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joe. I'm actually going to interview with him soon.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. I mean, you do have really long, gorgeous hair.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you want to take care of it. Yeah. I'm not sure if I will let you cut my hair straight up. I'm not really into the whole design thing either. So.
Oh, nah. I don't think, like, I see people, like, on the sides, like, how I have my hair cut. They'll get a little design, but...
Right.
I just want to fade and align it to keep it looking good. So,
so what are your thoughts about going to college? Like, how is that making you feel?
I'm going to be at home. I'm not going too far, but it's like...
You're not, like, going away to college.
No, I'm staying technically in the community.
Right.
But I don't know what to say. I'm going to be in college is, like... Feels like just the other day I was at freshman day at Roosevelt and I was nervous and the journey that I've come on, I mean, I had ups and downs, but now it's like everything has come together.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad to be able to, you know, also witness that happening because it's been really fulfilling to be able to see you grow over the last 2 years and also over the last year grow as a radio personality. I think your voice delivery and your personal effectiveness is just really strong, you know.
Yeah, I'm around. I was recording promos yesterday, my first day here, and I was the first one, I'll probably say the first couple that I did, I was scared to like have any type of flow to my voice. I was kind of just basic tones, and then I was like, you know what, like people's gonna hear this, my voice is gonna get heard, and like I want to do the best that I can to promote myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. So folks, tune in to Keeping It Real every first Wednesday at 7 p.m. and every fifth Wednesday at 6 p.m. And thank you so much, Nick, for joining us and for being an intern here and for spreading the love of KBOO and community radio everywhere. Because I know your whole family and all your friends are also hooked on it. and folks, thank you all for listening so much. And I would like to remind you that, again, you have just one more day tomorrow to participate in our silent drive. And you can go to kboo.fm to find out more. If you donate before tomorrow night, you get a chance to enter a drawing. And you could win one of those great prizes, either a trip to Reno, a stay out on Burnside right here with the hotel, the Jupiter Hotel, or... some medicinal and recreational treats from Jane PDX. So lots of opportunity to have fun here at KBOO, and also our membership drive is starting on Friday. So stay tuned for Right to Survive Radio next on your community radio, KBOO Portland. This was News from the BOO, and next week, Mike Crenshaw will be your host. Have a great evening.
The time is 5:59. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next is Right to Survive Radio. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of KBOO at the Clinton, Thursday, September 21st at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. This month, KBOO at the Clinton will be featuring the documentary, I Am the Blues. I Am the Blues highlights the last original Blues Devils, many in their 80s, still living in the Deep South. Featured musicians include Barbara Lynn, Henry Gray, and Jimmy Duck Holmes. Again, that's KBOO at the Clinton featuring I Am the Blues, Thursday, September 21st at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. Yeah, I'm so glad.
Have you received your KBOO Silent Drive letter in the mail? Here's your chance to support your favorite community radio station and enter a chance to win some fabulous prizes. No letter? No worries. Go to kboo.fm to find out more about what you could win when you donate to KBOO between now and September 14th. Here's a teaser. The grand prize is a 3-day, 2-night stay at El Dorado Resort and Casino with airfare in the biggest little city in the world. Yes, that's Reno, Nevada. The first prize is a night out on Burnside with a night at the Jupiter Hotel, with dinner at Le Pigeon, drinks at Cider Riot, and breakfast at Grendel, so you can dive deep into the Burnside nightlife. And our second prize will allow